This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. As the drought in southeast Kansas continues, many producers are considering the same options for soybeans that they were for their poor-yielding corn, harvesting the corn as cattle forage instead of the marginally expected yield. A. Will the soybean field yield enough to be worth the harvest? B. Is the needed equipment for making hay of soybeans available? And C. Is the soybean forage needed or can it be sold? C is up to the individual operation, but answering A and B is a calculation of the expected yield and understanding how soybeans can be hayed or silaged. Calculating an estimated soybean yield gets more accurate as the soybeans get closer to maturity. Estimations begin at R4, or when most of the pods are set, but it's more accurate R6, at full seed shortly before dry down. Fortunately, soybeans continue to increase in quality and quantity until right before the leaves turn yellow at R6. Calculating soybean yield is the same basic steps as calculating it for field corn. Step 1 is determining the number of plants per acre. Count the number of plants in 34 feet and 10 inches for a 15-inch row. Do this in at least 7 places throughout the field. Once you have a number for each location, average them together. With this average, times it by 1,000 to get the number of plants per acre. Step 2 is calculating the pods per plant, using at least one average-looking plant for each area that the plant population was counted in. Note that at the R4 to R6 stage, any pod less than half an inch likely won't make any beans. Some of our earlier maturing varieties may already be at this stage. There is a lot of variability out there right now in field maturity and in rainfall. Step 3 is counting the seeds per pod. The number of soybeans differ depending on the environment, but also the variety of soybean. The number of seeds per pod can vary from 1 to 4, and the number per pod can differ on the same plant. So, it's important to just get the average. Take this number times the pods per plant, and take that times the plants per acre. Determine the actual beans per acre. Step 4 is to divide that number by the number of beans per pound. In a good year, the number of beans per pound is around 2,500. However, if you're trying to estimate yield, then it's probably not a good year, in which case it is closer to 3,500 beans per pound. Divide the number of pounds per acre by 60 pounds per bushel to find the number of bushels per acre. However, there are a lot of soybean fields still hanging out there with unfilled pods, and if we get some rain soon, or if you just got some, there is still some likely opportunity to attain some yield. So the option of haying might be a moot point. The real problem with hayed soybeans is that few soybean herbicides are labeled for hay production. It is important to check if what was sprayed makes haying the soybeans even possible. Soybeans should be hayed as late as possible before the leaves begin to yellow. Both the leaves and the pod are high in protein at around 20% and low in fiber. These stems, however, are not valuable. Ideally, a hay conditioner should be used when mowing to help it faster drying and to keep the leaves attached. Ideally, soybeans should not be silaged by themselves, as they make too much butyric acid and makes the silage less palatable. But why do all that when soybean hay is already pretty good quality if hayed right? If you have any questions about soybean fields or feeding it as a forage, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.